Good morning. It is Monday, May 31st, and I was so happy to hear from Principal Joe Thiessen from Mitchell Elementary School. And he mentioned to me a project that they had undertaken. He was so proud of his staff for all that they've been doing over the years to work with Provision of Hope. Elaine Peters heads this up at the school, and I know she's got a huge team behind her. And the school and the community really stepped up this year and raised more money than ever to sponsor children to go to school in Liberia. We've already been chatting with Elaine about the organization and about the incredible opportunity this is for the children to see that doing good is really essential to living life to its fullest here at home. And I asked Elaine if they were surprised at all with the incredible generosity shown in this time of COVID in their community and in their school.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. We thought, you know, do we have to, how do we sponsor our 13 kids again this year? Like, we're, as teachers, we really need to cough up kind of thing. But the community, oh my goodness. We have one family in particular that has, a couple of years ago, they said, we want to sponsor a kid all by ourselves. Like as in, we want to give the $300. And then the next year, or 2 years later, it was two kids. Well, this year they said, we want to sponsor three kids. One family from our community. So amazing.
You know, Elaine, maybe the last question I'll ask you is, you know, our children have experienced a bit of not being able to be at school in some different ways, or how school has looked different. More home study when they would, you know, those that would choose to be at school if they could. Do you think that's made a difference in our families and with our children maybe forevermore, how much they appreciate the opportunity that school is?
Oh, I think so. Because I think about when we told Bendu's story of, she got to finally go to school, and she's now in grade 10, and she has two more years and to go to school. And the kids were like cheering of Mitchell Elementary. Yes, we want to send her to two more years of school so she can graduate too. Just like we find it a privilege to be able to go to school, they recognize that. Maybe even more now because of COVID. What a privilege it is. And to be able to help someone in another country who wouldn't be able to go to school except for our help is a great community project to get behind.
Well, Elaine, congrats to Mitchell Elementary, but also thank you for sharing such a special story about a community coming together to help another community and a whole classroom of kids. Mm. What an incredible difference maker that is already, and is going to be even more so in the future as they will carry that education with them. A very special and uplifting story in this time, probably when we need it the most. So thank you so much for that, and we'll be cheering you on in the years to come for sure.
Thank you, Michelle.
Elaine Peters from Mitchell Elementary School. It's back to school and some sunshine and heat today. We'll get to the latest forecast in just a bit, right after your latest local news from Dave Anthony, coming up at 8 o'clock.